Good evening, everyone, and welcome
to another issue
of The Summoner. I am your host and writer, Walter Pierce. My website is galleryofthemind.com. Please check it out if you have the time. Also, if you want to contact me, my email address is webmaster@galleryofthemind.com. Again, that's webmaster@galleryofthemind.com. All right, on with the show.
This is the story of a group called the Warriors. They are blessed by the ancestors. The ancestors' light shines through them as a power of light. The light, the shine, can be varied a bit, which slightly changes the power. The Warriors use their power to protect their people on the planet Artonia in the Yellow Realm. Their tales are spellbinding adventures just beyond the reach of even imagination. Among these warriors is one even more unique. He is unique because he is half human. He is called the Summoner, and these are his tales. Issue 69, The Hidden One, Part 2. In the darkness of the Hidden One, it cries out insanely.
He will come! He will come! He will come! He will satiate my hunger!
Meanwhile, out of the darkness of the space near the Reban Sun, they come. Hordes of horses silently approach the ships that are there. One of the ships is the ship that houses the Summoner. They, the Summoner, and his group have come through a tunnel of light on the ship. Everyone is so busy with the problems at hand that few bat an eye at the tunnel of light that has delivered them here.
Shatter, the tunnel of light is still there. We've just gotten pushed much farther away from the sun, and still the tunnel remains.
Strange. I thought it had closed.
Why were you there?
He called me there, and I went to free you and Michael.
But why?
I just told you. I went to free you.
I understand that. I understand why you went there. But why did he call you there? In fact, why did he bring Michael and myself here?
Well, I know that he brought you here to balance things.
Huh?
Yeah, that was basically what I said.
Well, why did he bring you?
Shatter is silent.
He couldn't have brought you there just to have you ask questions.
He never said what he wanted from me.
Really?
I guess he never got the chance. I just kept demanding your release.
Yells across the bridge are heard. They are protocols, and they are a message that they are ready to move the ship. They are planning to plow the ship away from the sun and away from Reba itself. It is a ploy to get the Dark Ones to follow them. The engines roar to life. Then, they just die down. Questions and worry scurrying occurs as everyone tries to figure out what happened.
Why aren't we jetting away to the Dracian solar system?
We're trying, but there are now massive power fluctuations.
Almost on cue, the lights flicker. And further on cue, 5 minutes burst onto the bridge.
Uh-oh, we're in trouble.
Two of them fire their weapons. They feel them rip holes in the machinery and areas of the ship. We've got to stop that. They'll blow a hole in this ship. They can breathe in space, but we cannot. Michael, a warrior from an alternate reality or timeline, takes this as a call for his help. Others often have depended on him to stop the Dark Ones. He is one of the few warriors that can. He runs into the midst of the Dark Ones and begins to shine a bright white light. He knows that it won't stop them for long, but sometime is better than none. As expected, the horses and the horsemen freeze. They are mesmerized by his light. But there is an unexpected portion. One of the horsemen
does not freeze. He simply jumps off his frozen horse, takes his weapon, and hits Michael with such force that he falls to his knees. Michael has not noticed that this Dark One wears a boot with a red stripe. These are the highest ranking of the Dark Ones. They are immune to even Michael's shine. The Dark One strikes Michael again. This blow is so powerful that Michael nearly loses consciousness. The Dark One spins his spear-shaped weapon and prepares to impale Michael through the heart. But then his attention is drawn away. One of the puppies has gotten out of the damaged room where it was held. The irritation shows in the eyes of the Dark One as it looks down at the puppy. It swipes its spear to the side as the puppy moves out of the way and as the other Dark Ones revive. The Dark One swipes his spear again. Michael lunges for the Dark One. The sight of the puppy gave him strength to move. Unfortunately, it doesn't last, as the Dark One throws him off. The other four move to attack Michael also now. If Michael was in his own timeline, then this would be the end of him. Fortunately, he is not. Because in this timeline, there is another warrior that can affect the Dark Ones too. He is the Summoner. The Summoner is shining a bright gold light now. The Dark Ones feel drawn to the light. They rush towards the Summoner. They are immediately overwhelmed with a strange form of pain. They drop their weapons. Pain can be seen on their faces. The pain drives them back, but the light draws them near. It is an odd tug of war. And the result is that the Dark Ones get weaker and weaker.
I'll get them now!
Shatter yells. No, I think you need to go down the tunnel again. You need to go to the Melganate. Shatter thinks for a moment. Then she runs down the Hall of Light. When she exits the tunnel, she sees that the place has completely changed. There is a swirl of light and dark all around. She is in a sea of light and darkness.
Why did you call me here? What do I need to do?
To learn the past. There's a flash of light, and Shatter is in a place that she's never seen before. It is some type of jungle. In the distance, she can see half-lion, half-monkey-type men. These creatures are savagely eating some animal they've killed. Shatter realizes that these creatures are the creatures the Summoner spoke of to her. She wonders why she was taken here. She doesn't notice that one of the creatures is actually standing nearby, looking directly at her. The creature moves towards her slowly. She hears his movements, and she turns towards it. She begins to shine, and a sword of pure light appears. The creature puts up his hands and stops moving. The two stand staring at each other. Meanwhile, back with the Summoner. As the Dark Ones get weaker, the engines again roar to life. The ship shoots forward. Hordes and hordes of the Dark Ones on their horses begin to chase the ship. They are being drawn to it by the Summoner.
I hope you know what you're doing. Those things are coming from all directions.
Michael picks up the puppy that is licking his face, and he moves towards the Summoner. We're going to need some fancy flying, but we've got to get to Dracia.
We will never make it. We are again being drained of energy. The closeness of the Dark Ones is naturally draining our power. We are slowing down, and we will be overrun by the Dark Ones.
In his head, the Summoner hears the voice of the Hidden One.
Summoner, you will come to me.
The navigator, James, spins around.
I'm seeing something that I just don't believe.
What is it?
The Dark Ones are letting us pass. They are blocking us from behind. but are opening a way for us to move forward. It is never good to go the way your enemy is forcing you to go, but we don't seem to have a choice.
Where is it leading us?
Actually, exactly where we want to go. It is leading us to Dracia.
Heaven help us when we get there.
Next time, neither here nor there.